This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Dr. Jeffrey Swain. He is a professor of oceanography and ocean engineering, and he's also the director for the Center for Corrosion and Biofouling Control. Tell us a little bit about biofouling. What exactly does that entail?
I've been here for over 30 years, and I actually moved here from the North Sea. We'd been working in the oil industry out there. And one of the major challenges of engineering in the marine environment is marine growth, which will grow on your structures, ships, and what have you. So we study ways of trying to control this and manage it in an environmentally sensible manner.
And you've been working on this for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about your work and what you do.
Well, we'll start with Earth Day because to me it's a moment to reflect on how precious and beautiful our planet is and basically how we can all make a difference to maintain and sustain this remarkable environment. One of the biggest challenges I see is the climate crisis, and burning of fossil fuels is releasing carbon dioxide at a rate which is causing the ice to melt and sea levels to rise. So we must find a way of basically reducing our fossil fuel consumption.
So in light of that, where does the Center for Corrosion and Biofouling come into play to make a difference?
Well, over 90% of the world's cargo is transported by ships, and shipping is estimated to contribute over 1,000 million tons of CO2 annually, and that's over 2.5% of the global greenhouse gas emissions. So one method to reduce fuel consumption is to pay attention to the condition of the ship hull, and this is where our research, which is mainly funded by the Office of Naval Research, comes into play to basically develop environmentally friendly methods to accomplish these goals.
So why is that important?
Well, as every boater knows, even the smallest increase in coating roughness will lead to significant increases in drag. And if you add to that biofouling, then even a heavy slime layer can cause up to a 20% increase in drag. And when you get into the hard fouling like barnacles and tube webs and what have you, you can increase your drag by over 60%. So from the Navy's perspective, this results obviously in increased fuel consumption costs. And from the Navy's point of view, it may also compromise their combat readiness. So that's a strategic problem. But then for the shipping industry as a whole, improving biofouling control bears the promise of significantly reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And we collaborate with universities and industries from all over the world to develop improved coatings. But our major focus at present is to design autonomous underwater vehicles that can be deployed on ships when they're in port to gently groom the surface to prevent the establishment of these fouling communities. We have a patented design that, along with rapid advances in drone technology, navigation and powering, should enable a new paradigm into how we manage the underwater areas of ship hulls. And so basically that's how we contribute to Earth Day.
Is there any chance that this technology may be made available in the future for commercial boaters, for boaters and recreational vehicles?
Yeah, well, we are at a stage where we're hoping to transition this technology to ships. And then you can, at a smaller level, smaller scale, you can also transition to recreational boaters. And yeah, hopefully everyone will benefit from this sort of research.
Very, very exciting. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this amazing work that's being done right here in our community. And we hope to have you back as you reach new milestones in your work. You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech. It's all on our website, the address, wfit.org.